You're listening to SBS News.
Joey Zhu is a PhD student at the University of Sydney. His friend Paul Tian, who he's known since high school, was accepted into a master's degree at Macquarie University while still in China. Paul's learning moved online when COVID hit, with the pandemic also preventing him from travelling to Sydney. Joey says the pair talk several times a day.
I've been closely monitoring what's going on with the border because I want all my friends to get back. There is a great portion of my friends who are currently in China, so everyone is very keen on returning to Australia very soon.
These longtime friends could soon be reunited, following the news that Australia now recognises the Chinese Sinopharm and Indian Covaxin COVID-19 vaccines. Joey says this will provide more opportunities for international students to return.
I would definitely define this as a very positive news or a positive gesture for welcoming the skilled immigrants as well as the international students to come back. So finally, the vaccines are getting recognised, or at least approved to some extent. And I'm hoping that he will be back when we have actually reached a target of 80% vaccination rate.
And Paul is hopeful that he will finally make it to Sydney after 18 months of remote learning.
Life in Australia is attractive and wonderful. I can't wait to experience a different life there. And of course, the resources that in the university that I can access to could accelerate my research, like the library and my lab equipment. And I've only met with my supervisor and colleagues virtually before. I'm looking forward to meet with them face to face, and I believe it will also help raise the efficiency of our research.
For now, the border is only open to returning Australians, permanent residents, and their immediate family in three jurisdictions. Katrina Jackson, Chief Executive of Universities Australia, says there's a good chance that many students will be able to return by the start of the academic year in 2022.
Look, we need to work very quickly and very hard right now to make sure that all these processes are as streamlined and as smooth as they can be. We know there's considerable confusion for students still about what the rules are once they get to Australia, and there are different rules all up and down the eastern seaboard. So we need to make those uniform and standard, make sure there is a really clear path for students who've been waiting so patiently at home. 140,000 students still enrolled at universities, still working away, but doing so remotely, so keen to get back into the country.
Andrew McKellar, Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says he wants to see quarantine-free travel for fully vaccinated students. He says it could be restrictive and expensive for international students to undergo quarantine upon arrival.
This is a $40 billion a year industry for Australia, export industry. It's absolutely essential that all institutions, universities, other institutions are able to get those students coming back in from overseas. China and India are the big markets. We have to get people coming in from those markets.
International education is the country's fourth biggest export, and the competition is fierce. Australia is hoping to woo back students, even as other countries roll out the welcome mat. But Mr. McKellar says any delays before the academic year preventing international students from coming could affect Australia's economic recovery.
The risk is that we're going to lose students to other countries, whether it be Canada, the US, UK, elsewhere in the region. The risk is that we won't get the full number of students coming in.
And Ms. Jackson says that while enrolment in the UK has increased for international students, Australia is still a top choice.
So a really big survey last year reminded us that students love coming to Australia because of our world-class universities, but also because we are regarded as being a really safe place, and that's even more true now, given how highly vaccinated we are. They also had really high regard for teaching practices last year, even in that really rough year when so many were teaching online. So students have been just absolutely gold. We're asking them to hold on a little tiny bit longer.
Paul says his bags are ready to go.
I have already packed my luggage and just waiting for the grand opening of the border. Once it opens, I will enter immediately. No latency.
Arianna Lucente, SBS News.